Hello, everybody. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. For today's second day of Degree Navigator, we have Danny, your darling, doing a wonderful, exciting performance. And yeah, enjoy.
Before we begin, I'm going to be opening with a song called Lavender Boy by my friend Vaught. Hope you enjoy. In the stairway, but your face lights up in a way that makes you look so warm, so warm, so warm, so warm. Lavender boy is a silhouette to all of the songs. He's easy to love. He's been a puppet since 14. He's bursting at the seams, straightening forks and knives in the back of the room, hyper-focus on the number 3, under sunbeams. Is it all with the fear of growing into your parents, my dear? Spinning me feet off the ground, you're coked out in the middle of the party. It was dark in the stairway, but your face lights up in a way that makes you look so warm, so warm, so warm. Lavender boys set all of his shoes on fire. He said the last person who wore them was a lie. You can smell her on his collar again. Writing this song about you was time well spent. Spinning me feet off the ground, you're coked out in the middle of the party. It was dark in the stairway, yet your face lights up, and you looked so warm, so warm. Oh. So yeah, that was Lavender Boy. The next song is, what was the next song again? Okay, yeah. This next song is an original. It's called In Love With You. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Murder me emotionally. Tell me why you got bored of me. Running away from your feelings. To you, too much. I'm never enough. Never speak of what we had. I'm not worthy of that. Ashamed you had those feelings for me. Once I'm yours to obtain. You only wanted to replace me. I'm only loved in vain. You get me so high just to watch me fall in love with you. But you
song is called In Love With You. I wrote and produced that myself. Yeah. This next song is called Figment of My Idle Mind, also an original. So yeah.
Oh.
If this deceiving memory were only to be imaginary, a figment of my idle mind, then was your touch nothing more than the absence of.
This next song is called Let Me Be Your Lark, another original, so yeah.
Perceive me during displays of desirability, deliver a fleeting stare, let me be your object of desire to humanize me. In pursuit of flesh, are you satisfied yet? Oh, consume me, your object of desire, an entertaining commodity. An image you'll idolize from afar, a star. My friends called it fate, with a smile on their face. Used to lightly laugh it off with nothing to say. A shared experience with crowds of people, I'll never know their names. Let me be your lark, and I'll captivate you with my singing.
Let Me Be Your Lark. I believe this next song is a cover. Yeah, it's a Frank Ocean cover. This song is called Bad Religion. So yeah.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour, leave the meter running,
it's rush hour. So take the streets if you want me. Just outrun the demons, could you? And you said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, the son of color, to me it's nothing but a one-man cause. Entire light of my styrofoam cup, I could never make up, love me, never make up, love me. Love me, 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 love me. Taxi driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Oh, unrequited love. To me, it's nothing but a one-man cause. Highlight my styrofoam cup. I can never make him love me, never make him love me. Love, love, ooh. It's a bad religion to be in love with someone who gon' never love you. Oh, only bad religion. Girl, have me feeling the way I do.
So, yeah, that's Bad Religion by Frank Ocean. Yeah. This next song is called Social Butterfly. This song is an original. The version that I'm going to be performing is like my first studio version of like any song that I've ever made, so yeah. Yeah, let's start, yeah.
La 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 la. Social butterfly fluttering in the wind. I'll only catch a glimpse of him every other day. I'll speak a lot of words if he says something to me. Get lost in his smile and laugh for a while until my friends pull me back to reality. He's bad for me. Oh, I'm gone now. Get lost in your smile if you try to speak to me. I'll try to say something funny. Laugh with you for a while, and then my friends will pull me back to reality. He's bad for me. You're a social butterfly, I'm a timid teen. But when you talk to me, I have butterflies in my tummy. I'm floating on air, almost touch the ceiling, but you weren't there. Now I'm hiding in the bathroom, thinking of
Social Butterfly. It's currently unreleased, but the demo version is out on SoundCloud if you like it. So yeah, Life. Yeah. Okay. This next song is called Life. Also another original. So yeah, but it's a little bit more upbeat. So if y'all want to dance? I don't know. The Nest isn't really giving breaking into dance like flash mob vibes right now. So yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. High school really wasn't for me. I was only trying to make my father proud. Oh, but sadly, probably was only letting him down. Oh, been hustling, but my mental health be slowing me down. Oh, it's kind of bothered me that in the greater scheme of things, I'd only be participating in society by working minimum wage. The rich getting richer, sucking my life away. Nobody will remember my name. I don't even participate in the economy and die. And my kids will go through the same system. Oh, I don't want this life. I'd be praying to God, asking if he wants more for me. If I could change things, if I could be better, if he's calling me. Shall I be a martyr like you? Should I keep my mouth shut and follow the rules aimlessly? Tell me what to do. I wish in life I wouldn't be afraid of being misunderstood. I wish I could run away from this, breathe in the cold air. I wish things were fair in life. I've been told, go to school, get a good paying job, and follow the rules. Don't follow the wrong crowd, don't sing too loud. Oh, and I know my parents sacrificed a lot for me. I'm a child of immigrants. Oh, they wanted to see me have a better life. Oh, they worked hard and sacrificed a lot in life for me. There's so much expected of me. There's everything I want to be. Oh, I really don't want to be only participating in society by working minimum wage. The rich getting richer, sucking my life away. will remember my name. I don't need participate in the economy and die. And my kids will go through the same system. Oh, I don't want this life. But it's not really my choice. I'm not the revolutionary type. I could only pray and trust where God is gonna take me in this life.
Okay, so that was life. Yeah. This next song is gonna be the last song. It's called Godspeed. So yeah, thanks for listening, even if it was passively. So yeah, okay.
Farewell, good friend of mine, for we are soon to part ways, but I just had to say that God has not promised the sun without the rain, peace and joy without sorrow and pain. But don't be afraid, you'll be okay. Don't forget the pain will only be temporary. Godspeed and farewell, my friend. Our school in the distance, so quiet when you're not singing with me. I hope you'll find peace. I hope you'll grow up to be everything that you want to be. But God has not promised the sun without the rain. It won't be an easy journey. Peace and joy without sorrow and pain. Don't be afraid, you will be okay. Godspeed and farewell, my friend. Keep a place for me, oh, keep a place for me. Keep a place for me in your heart to welcome me with love again one day. If we ever cross paths again on this journey, you just deserve better than being a place where demons play. There were so many things that I needed to say but never got to. But Godspeed, thank you for everything. Wondering when you will be at peace. The streetlights pass by me. I pray for you every night. I hope you're doing well. Take care of yourself.
So yeah, thanks for listening. I am Danny, your darling, on all streaming platforms if you want to find me. And also my Instagram handle is also Danny, your darling. So yeah, please find me if any of my music spoke to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up, it was 4 in the morning, clear as all hell that you'd already gone. You know it's said, dear, you know I hate to disappear, but the days are short and the nights are getting long. Leave like this.
just drop my wrist and say, but that's us done.
Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Icia Witteveen. And in studio today, we have a very special guest who just played our second day of Degree Navigator. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Danny, your darling. Nice to be on air. This is my first time doing anything for CITR, so this is pretty sick. Yeah,
it's their first time on air, and it's my first time interviewing anyone, so it's a good day of firsts. It'll be a good time. I'm very excited. Let's just get to know you a little bit. When did you start making music? When did you start playing shows? Like, what has that process been like for you?
Okay, so I started making music, like, properly, like, in high school. I would be, like, writing songs and stuff, but, like, I didn't really know how to record or, like, do all the technical stuff until, like, I discovered the existence of GarageBand, and I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. And then I started to record and, like, write and produce, and now here I am.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still use GarageBand for most of your stuff? Or
Literally all of my stuff, because, like, other software, like, it's expensive, and, like, I kind of be, like, DIY. Like, my setup is just, like, my iPad and earbuds if they are working.
Nice. That's how Steve Lacy made his first EP. So.
Yeah, like, when I found out that Steve Lacy, like, had such a DIY setup, I was like, oh my god, like, I'm not the only one. Okay, like, I don't have to be ashamed anymore. Like,
no, yeah. You definitely don't. Yeah, like, Logic is really expensive.
Yeah.
And, like, I think these days you have to pay a subscription. It's like a whole thing. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you have to relearn stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's a good time. How do you feel about playing shows? Because it seems like you play a lot of them, or at least you seem pretty active.
Lately, I've been doing a lot of shows. This summer has been very, like, busy for me. I've been, like, pretty booked, and I'm, like, so grateful for that. I've been doing shows, like, since high school, but they would be very low-key, and I didn't have much of, like, a discography back then, because that was the time when I was, like, making music mostly rather than, like, performing them. So it was just, like, I would perform my song Life and my song Godspeed, and then I would, like, do a few covers, and then that would be, like, the end of my set.
Nice.
So that was, like, me in high school, like, doing shows. But then fast forward to now, I have, like, a larger discography of demos, and I'm, like, I guess more, like, physically present in the art scene, and I think that is what led me to, like, be able to do all of these shows, which I'm, like, so grateful for, because this is, like last summer I was dreaming of doing this, like, this was the dream, and now this summer is actually happening, and I'm just like, wow, like, it's so crazy to watch your dreams materialize, like, while, like, you wouldn't expect it to actually happen, and then it happens, and you're just like, wow, that's amazing, and I'm filled with, like, so much gratitude because of that. So yeah,
that's awesome. Do you get, like, nervous before you play, or is it more of, like, a feeling of excitement, or were you nervous at some point and you've kind of gotten over that, like, how do you feel?
Okay, so I have to give a timeline for this, because this is actually, like, a complicated question.
Go ahead.
When I did, like, my first show where, like, I'd actually sing, like, a lot of music, like, when I had, like, a larger discography, was, like, for the first Unity Arts Collective show. And I remember I went in not that nervous about it, because I had a chaotic day beforehand, and I was just like, okay, the show must go on, we're here, we made it, like, we gotta get this done, and we gotta, like do it to, like, the best of our ability and use proper vocal technique, and, like, yeah. And I remember I was happy with my performance then, because I, like, use proper vocal technique and, like, put all of my, like, everything that I learned from choir, like, into, like, what I did in that performance. But then COVID happened, and then choir performances stopped for me because I was in high school during the time when the pandemic and like quarantine and all that happened. So once that happened, we didn't have that many choir performances like in person. Well, actually we didn't. We barely had anything. It would be like live streamed in like the gym. But after that, like my anxiety got like really bad in regards to like performances. And that was when I got like, I would get like really nervous before like singing. And that was like a first time for me because I'd normally be like, okay, like I'd be so focused on like doing everything perfect that I didn't really have the capacity to be nervous about anything because I was just like so focused. And that is what I normally like would be nervous about, like in the first place. Like I'd be nervous about not having proper vocal technique and not performing to the best of my ability. So yeah, but when I got back into doing shows this summer, I remember June 10th, like that was the first performance that I did this summer.
And I was there.
Oh, yay. Yeah. And I remember I was like really nervous beforehand. I had not like rehearsed any of the songs that I was going to sing. And I was like really like all over the place mentally because everything was like just not going right before the show. Like everything was very chaotic. But I remember like that set was like very emotional for me. But I was like kind of disappointed because my emotions got the better of me during my set and I wasn't able to perform to like the best of my ability because I ended up crying during one of the songs that I was singing, which was Lavender Boy. And after that, I was just like, okay, I have to like get my act together. I gotta like not let myself cry at another set because then everything will be ruined in regards to like my vocal technique and like breath control and all of that stuff that I learned from choir that I use as like a transferable skill in the music that I make and sing. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was wondering because I was thinking about this earlier. Because obviously you have a very great voice and it sounds like you really know what you're doing. And I was going to ask, like, how you learned to sing and if you had, like, any kind of formal training. And it seems like you've learned a lot of your technique from choir,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, I've been in choir, like, ever since elementary school. But in elementary school, choir isn't really, like, taken that seriously. It's, like, very chill.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was in high school, it was like intense, and that was when like you have to be like that was when I was just like, okay, like I gotta be on top of things. But I guess like for me it's just that I never let go of the stuff that I learned. Like once I left the classroom, like I still kept what I learned with me, and I think that's what's been like helping me like in regards to like expanding my vocal range and like making music that just is largely inspired by like my experience in choir and just like the repertoire that I would sing in choir and that I liked. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a pretty kind of rare opportunity that I think people are able to learn that kind of stuff at school.
Yeah.
Like I don't think my high school's choir really had like much education on like singing technique. I'd actually watched a really interesting video about like kind of the state of pop stars in the States and how like back in the 70s like people learned to sing either in church or they learned at school,
yeah,
during choir. But then like school was gradually becoming like way defunded and arts programs were defunded, so like they lost that resource. And then also people were going to church less, so they lost that resource. So it's really interesting that you did get to have that resource at school and like learn to sing through
I'm like so happy that like I was able to like utilize that resource of like being in choir. I mean, I've always sung, like I've been singing since I was like a child, but being able to like use choir as an outlet to like hone and like foster my skills was like something that I was very lucky to do, just because like getting professional like vocal teaching or like whatever is like expensive.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't think my parents would have put me in that if I wanted it. So
yeah. That's fair. Yeah, I've always like been, because it is a muscle, and I'm like, wow, imagine if I went to vocal classes and like actually learned to sing, because people like who can't sing at all, like get proper training and they can like make such progress.
There's literally anyone can sing.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, you just need to practice vocal technique. Like, people come up to me and they'll be like intimidated because like they'll be like, oh, you sing so well, blah 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 blah, I could never. And it's just like, no, you can. We all have this muscle. Like, you are just as capable as I am. Like, you just need to like devote the time and energy to like get to wherever you want to be as a vocalist. So yeah.
That's crazy. That's really awesome. Earlier you mentioned how it was your dream to like be playing so many shows in the scene and like being so active as a live musician. And I was just wondering, like, growing up, like online, or whether it was online or whether it was in person, like what local bands or like local music scenes really like captivated your attention or like seemed really attractive to you to be a part of when you were able to?
The music scene that I was most like called towards was the BIPOC one, which is very small.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is like the gem of the city, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And it's just like, I remember when I was younger, I would literally just like, I was like following wherever like Prado Monroe was going, like in regards to like the scene, because I just knew that like, if she's there, then it's safe. Like I know that like I won't have to worry about like the bad parts of like being a part of the scene, like the more like insidious things. So yeah.
That's awesome. Is that something that you really want to do as you get more involved? Like being a person who can foster space for other people, is that something that's really important to you?
That is a big like thing that I think about and is important to me. The thing is, I don't think I have like the resources to be able to do that, because I remember back in high school I wanted to like be a part of like creating those spaces, but like
it's hard.
I had no means to do so, and I was lucky enough to find people that did have the means to do so and that were making it happen, and like Unity Arts Collective found me. So it's just like I'm just lucky, I guess, because I don't know where I would have been if Unity did not find me. So yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like there's been kind of like a, like not a renaissance, but like a, like in the last couple years, like in the last 2-3 years, there's been so many, like specifically like Black organizations in Vancouver.
I've been calling it a Black renaissance because like it has been, like it did exist in the past. It's just that like, you know, shit happened. but like now it's just like, we're recreating it, like spaces for ourselves, and like we are making sure that like we don't like have to experience like those like racist or like discriminatory or like insert whatever prejudice spaces anymore, because we can create the scenes that we want to see in the world for ourselves. So
I know, it's pretty awesome. I feel like when I moved to Vancouver in 2017, and I feel like there was none of that when I first moved here, and now there's like the Vancouver Black Library, and there's like all these like even like organizations that like host brunches for like Black women or like all these events, and it's pretty crazy how like active people have been and how like much work people have put into like cultivating space for like people to meet, rather than like going to a show and there's like one other Black person there and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's nice to see that, like, it's nice to see other people are creating like the world that they want to live in, you know? So
yeah. Awesome. I keep on saying awesome. That's my crutch word apparently. Which is better than my usual crutch word on air, which is enjoy, which I say before every song I play. But yeah, so obviously it seems to you that that community is important in music, but I was wondering, like, what else is, like, valuable to you when, like, writing a song? Like, are you someone who really likes to focus on, like, the lyrical aspect of things? Is that, like, the priority when you're writing, or does it change, like, depending on what you're working on?
I like to, because like I'm very meticulous about how I create songs, and most of the time it's the lyrics that come to me first, but I prioritize every single aspect of the song. I wouldn't want to like value just the lyrics and then like have the like production to be like lacking in some way. But if you listen to my demos, it's kind of like that, but it's just like I got minimal funding to make this, so like don't attack me. So yeah, but I value every aspect of like creating a song when I create music, but it's mostly the poetry that comes to me first. The poetry and the melody will typically come at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like too busy to just do anything like at all in regards to like production or like thinking of melodies, it's mostly the poetry that comes to me first. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And do you write like when you have a moment of inspiration, or do you like sit down and like think about writing and like then the ideas come to you?
I do both. It depends on like what I'm trying to write about, because if I need to think about it a lot, then like I would have to spend a lot of time on it. Like for the song of mine, it's called Let Me Be Your Lark, I had to spend a lot of time writing that one, because I knew the feeling that I was trying to portray with my poetry. It was just like I didn't know how I wanted to articulate that for quite some time. And then when I finally was like, when I finally like devoted the time to just like sit down, or like when I finally had the time to devote like,
mm-hmm.
Like energy into creating that song, it was very hard, because when I make music, it's like I'm trying to like explain a feeling of mine, essentially. And it's hard when like you aren't experiencing that feeling constantly.
True.
So it took me like the closest that I ever was to like listening to a song that put me in like a similar like state of being emotionally was the song Do You See Any Human in My Being by Vought.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it like released while I was in grade 12, and I was procrastinating on doing chemistry homework at the time, and I was just like listening to that song on repeat because it was the closest that I had ever been to feeling the same way that I would feel when I was trying to write that song. Because I remember it began as just like me writing down Let Me Be Your Lark, and then that was it. Because I was just like, I knew everything that I was trying to like communicate with that, but like I was only able to like sit down and actually write those lyrics once I had like listened to that song on repeat like constantly and like sobbed to it and was just like having a moment with myself to like feel those feelings, which was really emotionally difficult for me, because like that song is like really sad. So yeah
that's awesome. Oh my god, I said it again.
Don't worry about it.
I need to stop saying the word awesome, it's too much. Well, it seems like obviously you are a big Vought fan.
Yeah. I am.
Are there any other people that like have inspired you a lot in your writing process, like both local or like international? It doesn't really matter.
I feel like FKA Twigs inspires me a lot, just because she was like the first black person that like black artist that I came across that was also a vocalist, also participated in choirs like when she was younger, and made music in a way that like I did, in a sense. And it was just nice to see that representation and like be able to see another black person making music that they want to make and not being intimidated by like all of these ideas that are like projected onto like black musicians of like what type of music they should be making. And I remember I struggled with that a lot, especially in high school, because I was just like, I would like type in like the genre of like the song that I would make when I was like submitting it to the distributor, and I would just, and then it would ask me like, what genre is this song? And I'd just be like, I have no idea. Like, why are you asking me to limit myself? Like, I could literally make any genre of music if I wanted to. Like, it's literally just based off of vibes. Like,
yeah, especially now, like, genre, like, music is so inspired by so many different things and, like, such a mashup of different, like, inspirations that genres, to me, it feels, like, pretty dead. And if your music sounds like rock or, like, straight up, it's probably boring. Like, if it is so easy to limit to one genre. But, yeah, time has really flied on air.
Oh.
We're almost done, which is surprising.
Damn.
I know, right? Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
But it was great talking to you today.
It's nice to talk to you as well.
Yeah, it was nice to hear about your process. Thanks for, like, getting so into it.
Of course.
Especially with Let Me Be Your Lark. And yeah, we'd love to have you at CITR anytime. Is there anything you want to plug or mention before we go off air?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Danny Your Darling, and find me on all streaming platforms at Danny Your Darling in all caps and spaces in between Danny Your and Darling. So yeah.
And they're also, they released a new recording of Lavender Boy, I believe. Oh, you did.
Yeah, today. On SoundCloud I released my cover of Lavender Boy. So yeah, go check that out. Check out my SoundCloud. It has a lot of, well, not a lot, but like it does have like demos on there. So if you want inside scoop songs that I probably will be releasing once I get studio time. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I believe next up is a live stream of the Global Affairs something that we are attending. Enjoy that. Okay, bye.